fact, the Yisod is going to be based on last week's parasha, on Parasha Shlach Lecha, because one or two big Yisodis that we didn't speak out about the Inyan, because the whole big transition of the Yidden going from the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael, from the Midbar to civilization, from the Midbar to Eretz, as we didn't discuss. And really, the whole Nisoyan from going to from the Midbar, from being in the Anana Kovet to Eretz Yisrael, is the Nisoyan of Pashas going from a place they weren't on the Eretz, and they're going into a place, into Eretz, into a land. The Anana Kovet was they were walking on the Anana Kovet. There wasn't a floor underneath them, they were completely wrapped around. And it's mamish the same darga, the same parallel as the neshama coming into a guf. The Yidden in the Midbar were like the neshama, and coming into Eretz Yisrael is like a bechin of the neshama coming down into the guf. So in order to understand what the nesoin of the miraglim was, what the purpose of the shlichas of the miraglim was, one has to understand what it means and what Eretz, going into the Oretz, represents. Eretz, as we know, is Artzius. And we always revert back to the beginning of the Torah, where the Pasuk says, V'ha'oretz ha'isa toyu v'avoyu v'choyshach. Oretz, the Moranayim says, the Oretz Artzius on its own is toyu v'avoyu v'choyshach, which means the following, that the more Artzius, the more Gashmistic the person is, the more empty he is. Because the klal is that Eretz is all potential. It's not something b'fnei atzmi. Eretz is not something b'fnei atzmoi. Eretz is potential, is bekoyach for peiros to produce. But the Eretz on its own is only potential. It's not something which is a tachlis b'fnei atzmoi. People who try to find make the Eretz into a tachlis b'fnei atzmoi, they're heading for a very big depression, because ours doesn't have a tachlis b'fnei atzmoi. It's only its whole tachlis. It's nothing on its own. The whole tachlis is that the Oretz is a means of bringing out Peiros. The Oretz is the means of bringing out the Tachlis. But the Oretz on its own has no Tachlis. And a person who's looking for Tachlis will be very disappointed. And that's the big depression that people get to. Very Megushim, dicker people, they get on in life and they realize that it's all empty and it's all void. And what is they're looking for something, but it doesn't have. It doesn't have. Because Eretz is only a means of producing Peiros. It's only a means for something else. You've got to look at the peiros, you've got to look at what's it for, you've got to look at what it's supposed to produce, and then it's got a tachas, then it's got a teyalas. And that's the sod of the Gemara and the Sukkah. The Eva Katan Yish Ba'adam, Masbiya, Mariva, Mariva, Masbiya. If you're Masbiya, if you're Mariv it, which means if you ignore it, if you look at it as something that doesn't have substance, Bechlal, so then Masbiya, then it won't bother you. But if you are masbiyoi, which means if you're mesiaches to it, then mar ivoi, then it's going to take over you. Then you're giving it metzias. The taivus and the olam hazeh, a person mustn't give the taivus and the olam hazeh, a person mustn't give it metzias. Because if a person gives it metzias, so then you're giving something metzias which doesn't have metzias, and then it's going to collapse. And the person's going to feel very empty, because he's going to realize his mistake that he gave so much metzias, so much reality to something that's not there in reality. B'chal. This is the sod of Oretz. This is the holy sod of Oretz. Meraglim went to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, "Oreisem es Oretz mahi." According to what we're saying, the vort is "Oreisem es Oretz." You see, the Oretz is mahi. What is it on its own? If neatzmai, what is it? Mahi. We know that Chochma is the letters Koyachma, the Tanya says. We've discussed it many times. But according to what we're saying now, the vort is, it's a new vort. According to what we're saying now, the idea of Chochma is Mahi. This, the Gashmi is on its own, the materialism on its own, Mahi. What is it exactly? It's not reality, Bechal. You're giving Metzias to something that doesn't have Metzias. You're giving reality to something that doesn't have reality. Or Isam es Oretz Mahi. Look at the Oretz. Or Isam es Oretz. Look at the Oretz on itself. Mahi. What is it? It's nothing. It's Bahoretz Haysatoy Vavoy Vavachoshah. That's why he's a Chocham. Who's a Chocham? Horeyas Anoila. He looks for the Tachlis. He looks like what's coming out of it. He doesn't look at the actual thing as a Metzias. He's a Chocham. Horeyas Anoila. The actual Olam Hazeh on its own is an Achiza Sinayim. You can't really, there's nothing to see there. What did Yeshua and Kalev tell the Meraglim? Here you dial the pasuk test. Ki lachmenu heim sar tzila me'aleim. And that is a famous svasemis. Sar tzila me'aleim. It's all tzail. Just like a tzail is an aim by mamish. It looks like it's something, but if you go and feel a tzail, you're going to see it's aim by mamish. So too, the whole artsius is mamish and aim by mamish. There's nothing really to it. That's what Hashem wanted Klal Yisrael to see when they go into Eretz Yisrael. However big it looks, however big the people look, dafka, Kodesh Baruch Hu made it dafka, the people look enormous, and the fruit and everything looks enormous. You know what it really is? It's nothing. It looks so real, but it's only tzeil, it's aim by mamish. And therefore, the Chazal say that if not for the Rosh and Hara, the Meraglim, they would have come to conquer Eretz Yisrael without Melchama. Just like Yericho, what happened by Yericho? They did some Avodas Hashem, and then the wall collapsed. It wasn't there anymore. It's not there anymore. All their might, and all their chayzak, and all their everything wouldn't have been there anymore. Sarat Sila me'aleim. If not for their lashon, if not for they being machshev, their chet was that they were machshev the eretz, what they saw. They were machshev the koyach of the eretz, that they saw. The eretz is nothing. Eretz by itself is toyev avoyev v'choshech. And if they'd have realized that, then they'd have gone into Eretz Yisrael, then everything would have collapsed. They wouldn't have been a Melchama B'chal. So Chazal say. And come to what's saying, it's Mordek, because that's good for the Vod. The good of the Vod is that they've gone into Eretz Yisrael feeling that there's all these huge giants and all these huge everything, and suddenly it wouldn't have been there anymore. Suddenly the whole thing would have collapsed. Because Artsius is really Toy Vavoy V'choshech. You do not have to be Loichem, you don't have to wage war against Toy Vavoy V'choshech. You don't have to wage war if there's a million shadows in front of you. You don't need war, you don't need weapons to kill shadows. A tzeil is an aim by mamish. Sarat Silam, the whole Olam Hazeh, the whole Artsis is like that. It's Toyev Avoyev V'choshech. So the whole Artsis that was in Eretz Yisrael, that was Toyev Avoyev V'choshech. And they wouldn't have needed a Melchama B'chlan. So that's what Yeshua is saying, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, or Isam is the Aretz. Look at the Aretz, it's Mahu, it's nothing. However big it looks, it's nothing. And that's the Nisoyin. It looks so big, it looks so powerful. It's mamish nothing. It's an achiza sinai. You've got to see it properly. You've got to see that Artsius on its own, without using Gashmius as a tool, as a vehicle for Avodas Hashem, but it on its own is mamish toy v'voy, it's mamish nothing. Or Isa Mesor, it's mahi. For that you need a proper re'iya. Or Re'isa Mesor, it's mahi. Chochma is a roya. Roya sanoilat. Ezu chochma roya sanoilat. He sees the noilat. But seeing the actual thing itself, not the noilat, seeing the actual thing itself, that's not a re'iya, that's achiza sinai. Re'isam es ha'aretz mahi. You have to have a proper re'iyah. And if you have a proper re'iyah, re'isam es ha'aretz, you see artzius, mahi. What is it, Bechlan? It's nothing. The ikki is the noila, the ikki is the peiros. And therefore the pasuk there says, you have to look at yesh bo eitz, imayin. Rashi says there, eitz is an adam kosher, hagod. Why is an eitz an adam kosher? Ki ha'adam eitz asada, the pasuk says in Parshas Shoftim. And eitz is a yid, adam kosher is a yid who understands that the aretz is there to produce peiros. That's what an Adam. When the pasuk says in Parshas Shoftim, "Ki Adam eats asada," it's saying that an Adam is somebody who understands that the whole tachlis of the payer of the oretz is only to plant and to grow payers, but it hasn't got a tachlis on its own. So you have to have a look over there. Yesh ba'etz. If there's an eitz over there, Rashi. If there's an Adam kosher over there. If there's somebody who understands that there's no that the gashmius is not a vehicle. Is not a thing on its own. It's only an emtsoi, a potential that we can produce pears. That was the Nesoyin of the Meraglim. The whole Indian of it is in Eretz Yisrael, this Trumas and Maestras, the Kedusha of the pears of Eretz Yisrael. Pears shenishtapcha behem Eretz Yisrael. Stam Eretz Yisrael is a beautiful country. What do you have to talk about the pears? Israel, Miran, Tzvas, all beautiful, the Golan, the Galil, it's all beautiful places. I've never heard a person saying, wow, have you seen the fruits from Switzerland? Switzerland's a beautiful country. But Eretz Yisrael, we talk about the Peiros, Shenishtapchem Behem Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is the Mokum when you come to the Hakara, that the Peiros are the Kedusha, but the Oretz itself is Artzius. And that's why there's an Inyan of the Peiros, Shenishtapchem, of the Mitzvah of Trumas and Maestras. Mrs. Chala in this week's parasha, that the whole tachlis of the Oretz is the Peiros. The whole tachlis of the Oretz is the Peiros. And the Peiros, that other than the Peiros, is all Toyev Avoy V'choshech up in Yisrohim. That's why Eretz Yisrael has to do with Re'iyah. You know that Moshe Rabbeinu, before he died, he was zoche to see Eretz Yisrael. Im Yir, the pasuk says, Perek Yud Dalet, pasuk Chav Gimel, Parashat Shelach Lecha, Im Yiru es Haoretz Asher Nishbati Lavoisam, V'chol Manatzai Lo Yiru'uha, Rashi Lo Yiru es Haoretz, which means that the whole pagam was they didn't have an Eza Chacham HaRoye Dikah Cook. They didn't have Eza Chacham HaRoye, they didn't look for Peiros. They looked at the Oretz itself. And the Choizek, and the Gashmias, and the Artzias. That, there's nothing to see there. It's an Achizas Enayim. It's Tzeil. Sor Tzilam Elayim, that's all Tzeil. There's nothing to see. You looked at that. It's V'chol Manatza Lo Yiru'uha. They won't see it. Moshe Rabbeinu was zoichah to see Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make in the mitzvah at Luis Boretz. He saw the tachlis of going into Eretz Yisrael. Again, they're coming out from a midbar. They don't know how to smell Oretz. They don't know how to feel Oretz. They don't know what Oretz is. Oretz is nothing for itself. Oretz is the tachlis for the peiros, for the mitzvahs at Luis Boretz, for the trumas, for the maisers. That's called having a ria. A chacham who looks at Eretz Yisrael is somebody who sees the noilat. Somebody who sees the mitzvahs coming out of Eretz Yisrael. Not the Aretzis. A yid has to look at his guf as an emtsoi for the neshama to be able to bring out its potential. And not as guf as a dober from Bifnei Atzmo. So therefore, that's why they looked at the Aretz as the Aretzis Bifnei Atzmo, as a dober choshev, as a metzias, instead of looking at it as toy vavoy v'choshech. Therefore, they didn't have a re'iyah b'chol. That's why the end of the parasha is the mitzvah of tzitzis. And the mitzvah of tzitzis is a re'isa moisan. And there's a con of psil tcheles. And the Svarim say that tcheles means tachlis. When you look at something, you've got to look what's the tachlis over here. So, kamfimik devin nusan, zakanop psil tcheles, voyelachem tzitzis, a re'isa moisan. You've got to be a roya. You've got to see the tachlis. The tachlis is the mitzvah of mas and toivin that we have to do in this world. The tachlis is the mitzvahs of Mas and Tovim, the peiros that we have to bring out of the Aretzius, the peiros that we have to bring out of Aguf. That's the tachlis. That was the begam. That was the begam of the Meraglim. You just have a proper re'iyah, a cook, a proper re'iyah and everything. And re'iyah and everything is that's the whole inyan of Chacham. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, Re'isa Mesoretz Mahi, the Baal HaTorim Taka says, Shlach lecha anoshim, says the Baal HaTorim, Shlach lecha anoshim is soif etevis chocham. I'm sending you with a chocham to be a roya es anoylat, to look at Eretz Yisrael, to look at Oretz and realize that Oretz is not a tachlis. It's the noylat from the Oretz that's the tachlis. I'm sending you with that purpose, to be a chocham. Chocham is koyach ma, so reisam is Oretz, mahi, look at the Oretz, what it is. I'm sending you with a tachlis, with a chocham. They looked at the peiros even as a dova gashmi, not just the actual oretz is toiv avoy v'choyshach. They came back, but they saw the peiros were so gashmim as well. They brought back peiros to show that even the peiros are gashmi. There's no noilat. It's all gashmi. The oretz is the aretzius, and the peiros, it's all aretzius. It's all tachlis b'fnei atzmo. They looked at everything as being chumri, and not that the chumri is an emtsoi for something else. But they were sent with Shlach Lecha Anoshim. Soif Tevis Chacham. Soif Tevis means Soif is the Tachlis. The Tachlis is Chachma shows you what the Tachlis is. Shlach Lecha Anoshim, Soif Tevis Chacham. Chachma shows you what the Tachlis is. You've got to be Royas Anoilah. You've got to realize that the Artis is a thing. So their Pagam was a Pagam on the Artis. And how to look at Artis, how to look at Gashmis, how to look at a Guf. How an Hashem is supposed to view a Guf. Use it as a tool. The guf b'fnei atzmo is a toy b'avoy b'choshech. When Chazal say about Yaskel Yom Amisa, the person sees where the guf goes to Mokam Rima v'Saleh. The person sees that the whole guf, the whole gashmis, as a means on its own, was a toy b'avoy b'choshech, was nothing. Then he suddenly realizes that the guf doesn't have it on it by, as a thing on its own, doesn't have it tachlis. The person comes out of the bathroom, he says, "Golu yadu alefnei chisei chavidach." The kisei covered is the tachlis of everything. That's why tcheles doimel yam, yam doimel rakias, says the Gemara Menachos, and rakias doimel kisei covered. So the tcheles is beetsam leads you to the kisei covered. The tcheles is the tachlis. The kisei covered is the makom of tachlis. So when a person comes out of the bathroom and he sees that the guf, as a means on its own, is toyev avoy v'choyshech, then he can focus on the tachlis, and that's golav yadua lefnei chisei chavidach. That's so Pasha Shlach LaPasha teaches us how to look at the Oretz. Coming out of the Midbar, how to look at the Oretz. And that's why the mitzvah of Challah comes in this week's parasha, which was a mitzvah, which is the first mitzvah when they came into Eretz Yisrael. First thing that grows out in Eretz Yisrael, first thing that grows is that's the mitzvah of Challah that began immediately when they came to Eretz Yisrael, the first mitzvah. The first tachlis of being in Eretz Yisrael was the mitzvah of Challah. It was the mitzvah that the Umakim straight away. That's the beginning of Shlach Lecha and the end of Shlach Lecha. You've got to be a Roya, there's got to be a Re'isa Moisa. You've got to see Eretz. You've got to be a Chacham to see the Eretz properly. That when you see the Eretz, you look at them, you're looking at the Noilat, you're not looking at the thing itself. Yosef HaTzadik, when he was being sent down to Mitzrayim, so he was thrown into the bar. A few weeks ago he gave one Hezbo, now a different Hezbo. A boy rake, aimed by Mayim. A boy is when you dig into the Adama. You dig and you dig and you dig. The Oretz on itself is Reik. Only if you realize it's there to serve a Ruchnis de Gatachlis, then it's okay. Mitzrayim looked at Olam Hazeh as the Guf, as a means b'fnei atzmo. And that's why they mummified the bodies, because the Guf stays. The Guf is a means b'fnei atzmo. It's Toy v'voy v'choshech. That's why the end of Mitzrayim was Toy v'voy v'choshech. Makav choshech. First mitzvah in the Torah is puravu. It's mamish the same word. The whole tachlis of the guf is in order to produce pears. Mitzvah nesuyim sees a guf nis de gezach, as the pasuk says. V'hoyu lebasar echad. It seems like it's a basar de kamitzvah. It's a guf nis de kamitzvah. Adi day of vlad, Rashi says that through a child, through the key mitzvah puravu, if you bring out pears, the tachlis of the guf is to bring out pears. Chas v'shalom, the pegam of Aroyas is the pegam where you look at the guf and its taivas as a means b'fnei atzmo. You don't need to bring up pears. That's the pegam of Aroyas. Mitzrayim, which is kulei guf, there's no tachlis for anything. It's called the Erevas Aretz. The Erevas Aretz is the taiva for Aretzius. Erevas Aretz means the taiva just for Aretzius. Just for Aretzius. That was the last thing they had, last experience they had on Oretz. It was being in a place where the taiva was just for the Oretz, just for the Aretzius, just for the guf. They couldn't depart from the guf. And then they left Oretz and guf, Legamri, they went into the midbar, they became like Malach. Now, when you're having your second shot on Oretz, now it's got to be an Andra type of Oretz. Now it's an Oretz, let's earth the Paris. The biggest pekam is when you take the peiros and you make them into taiva, and that was the pekam of the miracle. So the parasha of Shlach Lecha is the parasha of how a yid, how an neshama should view the role of the guf, how a yid should view the role of being in the artistic world. It's to be a chacham, not to be a tippish. Not to look at anything as a means b'fnei atzmo, because then it's toy v'voyu, and that's why everyone's on the anti-depression tablets today. Because we're living in end of Golos Edom, and Edom we've discussed many times. Can't go into it now, but I think we've given a whole shiurim on it. That Yaakov was the neshama and Esau was the guf, and the tachlis of the guf is to enable the neshama to bring out its potential. But Esau went off on its own. Esau is a guf that goes off on its own. Esau corresponds to the idea that it's a gufni b'fnei atzmo. That's the koyach of Amalek. First place they went to over here in the Meraglim is Amalek. Amalek Yosha Beretz Hanegev. They went first to Eretz Hanegev, and the pasuk says in Shlach, Amalek Yosha Beretz Hanegev. We've discussed this many times already. That's why after the Suda of Achashverosh, the whole tachlis, the whole Suda of Achashverosh was artsius as a tachlis b'fnei atzmai. And really, it's toyu v'voyu v'choshech. They were nanim in Sadosan Shal Achashverosh. They felt that the actual artsius has substance to it. It's mamish esof. And therefore, b'yemu gidla amelach Achashverosh is homer. Artsius is only a tool and a vehicle. Chol derechecha de'eyu to bring out the neshama's potential. B'yemoytzi peiros. We should be zoicha that from our guf, from our artsius, we should bring out peiros and neshtapcha be'em Eretz Yisrael. Our mitzvahs should be peiros and neshtapcha be'em Eretz Yisrael. So today, that's a very big nesoyin. People see that you walk, everything has become so big and so impressive looking. Mamish like the Meraglim in Eretz Yisrael, when they came into Eretz Yisrael. The people view this world as a means of how to build our Olam Haba, how to build the Etzem Gashmias, how to build the Chumrias, how to build the Gashmias and the Chumrias. Discussed many times how the Bais HaMikdash with all the tcheles was the mokum which taught a person. It was the mokum of tachlis of the bria. It was the mokum of peiros of the bria, and that's where you bought the trumas, the maestras. That's where you had to bring your peiros. There's a place of tachlis, and if you realize that everything is in order for ruchnius, for peiros, and not just for the gashmius, that was the feeling in the Bais HaMikdash when you bought the peiros of the Bais HaMikdash. The Bais HaMikdash was a mokum that was mekabel peiros. It was the mokum of the kisa covered. The tchelis is doimet to the kisa kovet. The Bais HaMikdash was the mokum of the kisa kovet. Ein yeshiva bazora el malchus beis David. They sat on the kisa Hashem. Yoshev shleim al kisa Hashem. They sat on the kisa kovet in the Bais HaMikdash. Bazora ein yeshiva bazora el malchus beis David b'levad. Tchelis is doimet to the kisa kovet. Tachlis is doimet to the Bais HaMikdash. So it's a place where they had a lot of tchelis in the Bais HaMikdash. It's a place where they had a lot of tachlis in the Bais HaMikdash. The Samidash taught us that all the artsiest that there is in the world is only a vehicle to serve Hashem. The tachlis is peiros. The tachlis is to produce peiros. The Kodesh Kodoshim Sheyashim is called the Cheda Hayrosi. Hayro is to be pregnant, to produce, to bring peiros. So this is what we have to spread, and we have to mechazek ourselves. That there's so many opportunities that Eid has in his life to use the artsius, the Shem Hashem, and not to use artsius as a tachlis b'fnei atzmai. And then he's zoicha that all his maisim that he has with Eretz Yisrael, with Eretz Bechlal, with his artsius, is all in a way of puravu. It's all in a way where he multiplies. And he makes from a mokum of toy vavoy v'choshech, he makes it to a place full of mayim, full of Torah. He fills it up. And then that's the mechia of Timcha Zeich Amalek, B'tachas HaShemayim, B'meir B'yameinu Amen.